Item number 7 from the Office of the Sheriff per Milwaukee County Ordinance 32.2844.14 sub 4, notifying the County Board of an emergency purchase for a psychiatric services contract. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. It is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Inspector Rich Schmidt, and Deputy Inspector, which is now Major Deborah Burmeister, in charge of our detention services. The contract before you basically is an emergency contract to hire a psychiatrist for the downtown jail. We have had a full-time psychiatrist at the South facility. However, the consent decree has mandated that we have a full-time psychiatrist downtown as well. And we have been, and this committee is very well aware that we've been searching for a full-time psychiatrist for a considerable amount of time. We were able to find a psychiatrist through Armour Correctional Services. That psychiatrist has been in place now for several weeks, Dr. Jennifer Lothian, and the contract basically stands as it is. It's $150 an hour for services rendered, paid for by the hour, and specifically for the committee's information, this is a 30-day out clause. Again, should something change within the consent decree or with the litigation that's currently in place, or a full contract be awarded to a vendor, at that time, this contract would, in all likelihood, cease to exist. Thank you.
Great. Questions? Supervisor Rosa.
Well, I guess, what is it with you guys in Armor of Correction? I don't know. I've never heard you bring any other company before us, that if you're out there and you've been searching for a long time. I just find it hard to believe that we have only one company that responds to this stuff of all of North America. I find that peculiar.
Mr. Chairman, an excellent notice of the facts. As we've been pursuing a psychiatrist for, I would say, close to 2 years, Human Resources, County Human Resources, which is totally separate from the Sheriff's Office, has also been seeking out a psychiatrist. We've testified before this committee numerous times, the various locum tenens groups that we've attempted to hire from. We've put out literally national searches. Our own HR person, before they were transferred to Central Human Resources in this budget cycle, sent letters to every psychiatrist and medical doctor that's licensed in Wisconsin. And it's extremely difficult. So it is well worth noticing that Armor is the only vendor that's been able to fill this position, and we certainly appreciate what they've been able to do for the for our organization. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just find that hard to believe in a country of, you know, America here, 300 plus million people, this great entrepreneurial nation, that we somehow cannot find a psychiatrist, or we always have to go back to the same company after company. It just is quite a leap of faith to believe that, and I think that may warrant a closer look of what relationship this company has to the Sheriff's Department in Milwaukee County. Thank you.
Other comments? This is informational. Supervisor Jurczyk.
You did mention Cuban Resources has also been looking. I'm wondering if you get Mr. Session report on what he's had in progress.
Sure. Mr. Session, please.
Good morning, Chairman, committee members.
For the audience, Rick Session.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Rick Session, Deputy Director of Human Resources.
Thank you.
We'd have no issue really with the contract that's before you or the notification of the contract that's been executed. It's clear that we do need a psychiatrist present. Just for the record, though, I wanted to note that we have identified a person that we would like to hire as a county employee rather than doing this through contracted services. The sheriff was not inclined to hire that person given the pending status of the contract negotiations with Armor. That person is down in Florida right now and has accepted a temporary locum tenens assignment for the month of April. The solution they have is acceptable for us, but just for the record, we did identify a psychiatrist that in the event that we can be in charge of staffing the inmate medical unit again, we would bring that solution in ourselves, just for the record.
Thank you. Other comments? Supervisor Broderick.
Well, in light of that fact, it makes me a bit more curious regarding my colleague Supervisor Weishaunt's inquiry about the relationship between the Sheriff's Department and Armor. Perhaps we could get some clearer understanding of why it was the sheriff was unwilling to hire the person who had been identified from Inspector Schmidt or whoever would be representing the Sheriff's Department on that question.
Inspector?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I quite frankly have no idea who they're referring to. I don't know if we performed a background check on this individual, so without knowing specifically who it is and checking their background, I'm afraid I can't answer the question.
So you weren't part of the communications loop between HR and Mr. Session, perhaps can help us clarify.
Yes, Human Resource Deputy Director Rick Session just informed me of the particular doctor's name, which I do know, as to why that person was not hired or didn't choose to be hired. I don't have the answer today. I would have to come back with that. I don't know.
Would you know had he not passed the security clearance of some sort of back on the background?
Yes, and again, we have gone through multiple doctors and psychiatrists. There have been several that have had background issues. I don't know if this particular doctor is one of them. And there was one specific individual, which, again, I'm not sure if this particular doctor is the one who had family issues himself and couldn't take the position when we interviewed this person, which was approximately a year ago. But there was an issue. I can't pinpoint for this particular subject what that issue was today.
Well, it sounds as if this individual is willing to take the position under current circumstances. Can you foresee any objection on the part of the Sheriff's Department to hiring that individual?
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I can state at this time is we are in litigation on this issue. Our attorney will be speaking to that when the appropriate item comes up, and perhaps at that time it would be better answer than I could give as a non-attorney, if you will.
Your attorney, meaning the Corporation Counsel's office?
My attorney, Mr. Chairman, meaning Mr. Whitcomb.
I had forgotten you have your own legal department. I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I guess I just have an additional question. I know if it would be you, Inspector, or Mr. Session, or what role does Dr. Shansky still have? Does he look at these? I mean, I would say part of the problem or part of the process has been when we look at these, he has a virtual veto power. If he doesn't, did he look at this candidate also? That would be my question.
Mr. Chairman, which candidate are we referring to?
The one we're referring to that you don't recall, whether about security checks or the one that Mr. Session mentioned that the county looked at or had advised that was hireable to you?
Mr. Chairman, again, it's one of two issues with this person. Either he was not able to leave his particular place where he lived at that time, which was Florida,
yeah,
or there's a background issue. I honestly don't recall which it was. If it is not a background issue, would that person potentially be considered? Yes.
Would HR have anything to add? I mean, they don't do the background checks themselves. You just try to find people who are hireable, and it's your responsibility to do the background checks. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Mr. Session, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor.
About Dr. Shansky.
In response to your question about Dr. Shansky,
yes.
He, in fact, provided me with the name and indicated to me that name had been advanced to the Sheriff's Office back in July of last year. There were family issues, as Inspector Schmidt noted, that prevented the doctor from relocating up here from Florida. He's resolved those family issues and has expressed an interest, I believe, since the beginning of the year in locating to the Milwaukee area.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Again, item 7 is informational, and if there is nothing further, thank you. And I will look to the clerk.